He hath commission from thy wife and me to hang Cordelia in the prison and to lay the blame upon her own despair that she fordid herself.
The gods defend her. Bear him hence a while.
Of stones. Had I your tongues and eyes, I'd use them so that heaven's vault should crack. She's gone forever. I know when one is dead and when one lives. She's dead as earth. Lend me a looking glass. If that her breath will mist or stain the stone, why then she lives.
Is this the promised end or image of that horror?
Fall and cease.
This feather stirs. She lives. If it be so, it is a chance which does redeem all sorrows that ever I have felt.
Oh, my good master.
Prithee away.
It is noble Kent, your friend.
A plague upon you, murderous traitors all. I might have saved her. Now she's gone forever. Cordelia. Cordelia, stay a little. What is thou sayest? Her voice was ever soft, gentle, and low. An excellent thing in woman. I killed the slave that was hanging thee.
'Tis true, my lords, he did.
Did I not, fellow? I have seen the day with my good biting falchion I would have made them skip. I am old now, and these same crosses spoil me. Who are you? Mine eyes are not of the best, I'll tell you straight.
If fortune brag of two, she loved and hated. One of them we behold.
This is a dull sight. Are you not Kent?
The same. Your servant Kent. Where is your servant Caius?
He is a good fellow, I can tell you that. He'll strike and quickly too. He's dead and rotten.
No, my good lord. I am the very man.
I'll see that straight.
That from your first of difference and decay have followed your sad steps.
You are welcome hither.
Nor no man else. All's cheerless, dark, and deadly. Your eldest daughters have fordone themselves and desperately are dead.
Aye, so I think.
He knows not what he says. And vain is it that we present us to him.
Very bootless.
Edmund is dead, my lord.
That's but a trifle here. You lords and noble friends know our intent. What comfort to this great decay may come shall be applied. For us we will resign during the life of this old majesty to him our absolute power. You to your rights with boot and such addition as your honors have more than merited. All friends shall taste the wages of their virtue, and all foes the cup of their deservings.
See. And my poor fool is hanged. No life. Why should a dog, a horse, a rat have life, and thou no breath at all? Thou'lt come no more. Never. Pray you, undo this button. Thank you, sir. Do you see this? Look on her. Look, her lips. Look there. Look. There.
He faints. My lord. My lord.
Break heart. I prithee break.
Look up, my lord.
Vex not his ghost. Oh, let him pass. He hates him that would upon the rack of this tough world stretch him out longer.
He is gone indeed.
The wonder is he hath endured so long. He but usurped his life.
Bear them from hence. Our present business is general woe. Friends of my soul, you twain rule in this realm, and the gored state sustain.
I have a journey, sir, shortly to go. My master calls me. I must not say no.
The weight of this sad time we must obey. Speak what we feel, not what we ought to say. The oldest hath borne most. We that are young shall never see so much, nor live so long.
In King Lear by William Shakespeare, Lear was played by Trevor Peacock, Gloucester, Clive Merrison, Goneril was Penny Downey, Regan, Samantha Bond, Cordelia, Julia Ford, Kent, Anton Lesser, and the Fool, John Rogan, Albany, David Horovitch, Cornwall, Rob Edwards, Burgundy and the Doctor was Christopher G., France and the First Servant, John McAndrew, Oswald, Jonathan Taffler, The Knight and Second Servant, Alex Lowe, The Gentleman, Clifford Rose, and The Old Man and the Herald, David Shaw Parker. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The musicians were Chris Brannick, Dave Tosh, Richard Bengerfield, Stephen Hiscock, and Dominique Lejeune, all on percussion. Sackbuts were Kate Rockets, Adam Wolfe, and Adrian France. The music was composed and conducted by Dominique Lejeune. King Lear was directed by Clive Brill.